The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Man travels home to see his family and ends up bringing more than gifts, the T. Then we take a look at a story that's happening right now. Is it possible that there's a werewolf loose in New York? And if that story is implausible, is the truth actually more disturbing? Today on Dead Rabbit Radio. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dead Rabbit Radio. I'm your host, Jason Carpenter. I'm having a great day. I hope you guys are having a great day too. I hope you guys had an awesome weekend. First off, let's give a shout out to our newest Patreon supporter, Nathan. Nathan, thanks for supporting the show. Really, really helps out a lot. You are going to be our captain, our pilot this episode. If you can't support the Patreon, I totally understand that. Just help get the word out about the show. That also really helps the show grow. Nathan, let's go ahead and hop in the Carpenter caboose, because this story actually involves a train, so we gotta lock up this caboose thingy. Nathan's like, I don't even get to drive this thing. It just gets pulled by another train, but you get a whistle, and you get this cool little hat. Nathan, how about that? He's totally fine. So we're in the Carpenter caboose, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, getting dragged by an Amtrak train. We're leaving behind Louisville, Kentucky, and we're headed out to Markham, Illinois. Choo-choo! Train pulls into Markham, Illinois station. It's the week of September 7th, 2020. Very, very recent story. And Melvin Martin Jr. steps off of this train. His eyes are bright and wide. Whoa, I'm finally back home. And he has these three giant duffel bags, and he gets off the train, and his family's waving from the station. Come on, Martin, we look. Come on, Melvin, we forgot your name. We forgot your name. It's been so long. Come here, Melvin. They're giving him hugs and stuff like that. Oh, man, these bags are really heavy. He's like, yeah, I had to do a lot of packing because I'm going to stay here for a while. So his mom knew that he was having a rough time in Louisville. You know, come spend some time with me, Melvin. We'll sort things out. And carrying these bags. Ugh, what do you got in these bags, dude? He's like, oh, just a bunch of clothes. Just a bunch of stuff that a normal human would bring with him on vacation to see his family. About a day passes, day or two passes, and Melvin's walking around the house. And his mom goes, hey, Melvin, aren't those the same clothes you were wearing when you got off the train that you're wearing right now? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll change in a second. You know, just comfortable. You know the rule, never change your clothes until the fourth day of vacation. Walks out of the room. The mom's like, I've never heard that rule before. Next day, the mom realizes that Melvin's been here, and he hasn't unpacked. There's just these three duffel bags sitting in the bedroom that he's in. He hasn't unpacked, and then Melvin walks by. He's wearing the same clothes still. She's like, She's like, something is fishy. And the next day after that, he's like, hey, Mom, I was wondering if you could take me to the store. She's like, yeah, sure. What store do you want to go to? And he goes, well, the clothing store. I need to buy new clothes because it's now day four and I'm wearing the same clothes I wore when he picked me up. The mom's like, It's another clue. It's another clue to this mystery. He must have not brought clothes with him. But the key to the mystery was she has like this chart. She has like this. When Melvin goes to bed, she goes in the basement. She has this giant piece of corkboard, and it's like pictures of Melvin. It's like day one, he's wearing the same clothes. Picture of Melvin eating an ice cream cone. Day two, he's wearing the same clothes. All these strings are all attaching to everything. She's trying to figure out the mystery. And then there's the biggest clue. Really, this should have been the only clue you needed, right? This should have been the first and only clue. You should have been like, Melvin, what's in the bag? The bags also were super disgusting, and they smelled really, really bad. Like, you don't need to be like, that's interesting. Dear diary, today's day four and my son's wearing the same jacket. Oh, also, his bags smell like rotting flesh. So, this all culminated on September 15th, 2020. The son wants to go to the library. And the mom is all too happy to drop him off at the library because she is thinking, when he's off at the library, I'm going to go home, I'm going to look in the bags. So she drops him off at the library. She does exactly that. I don't have to tell you. She does exactly that. And when she gets home and she opens the bag up, she finds a human head and a bunch of organs. So I have a couple of questions here. For we'll get to the main question, what happened? But here's my question. This is going to get gory here, but was the person... Why three duffel bags would be my first question. I mean, unless you were the Juggernaut, I think you could fit most of a dismembered human into one bag. But he had three bags. And apparently he didn't bring any clothes. Apparently, if he had worn clothes, he probably could have gotten away with this. Because the mom didn't seem to be too alarmed by the horrible smell. So what happened? Those are my questions about it. Your questions are, what happened? She called the cops, which must be one of the hardest things to do is for a parent to turn in their own children. She called the cops. But you have to in this case, right? You don't want to wait for his side of the story. What? Those aren't my bags. What happened was the cops found out more about the story. The victim was LaDondra Ellington, 31 years old, was dating Melvin. Something happened. He got upset at her because he's confessed this to the police, apparently. And he chopped her up in Louisville, Kentucky. She'd been dead for a month. After a month of a heart and a lung and a head rolling around in a couple different bags, the smell, I don't understand how they just weren't leaking blood out. It didn't look like he was carrying three duffel bags full of strawberry jam. And I don't also know how the body parts was parsed out. I don't know why I'm fascinated by that, but he could have put it all just in like a little backpack, right? Because they found her torso in Louisville, Kentucky. Once the police realized she was missing, I don't know if nobody reported her missing or something like that, but they did find her torso in Louisville, Kentucky. You love this one? You love all this for a Monday episode? You've been waiting all weekend for a funny Dead Rabbit Radio? You're like, Jason, this is an awful way to start your week. But it's just so bizarre that this guy, one, was keeping body parts with him. That's just bizarre thing, number one. Two, carrying them around, crossing state lines. And three, bringing them to your mom's house? I just find that so weird. They said he wanted to keep a piece of her with him. I have no other way to segue from that. So I turn to Nathan. Nathan tips his little railroad cap to me, blowing on his whistle. And that whistle blow is actually bringing down the carpenter copter. And it lands. We're going to hop on board. Nathan, get out of the controls of this thing. We are headed out. This is an interesting story because it's happening right now. It's actually been developing over the past couple days, and we've reached the culmination of it. This is a weird story, and here's the thing. A lot of you guys are going to say it's a LARP, and you guys might be right, but I want you to decide. I kind of talked about this in the intro. What is more disturbing, that the story is real, or he's making it all up? Because they're both, even if it is a LARP, it's not one that you would ever want to do. I want to give a shout out to Reddit user HappyLink9518, because they were the ones who posted this in Unresolved Mysteries, one of the subreddits I'm subscribed to. It got scrubbed. People are really trying to like contain this story into a certain board because it spread very, very rapidly. And so it's got scrubbed, but I'm glad that I saw it because it's a super, super weird story. So thanks again for that. Nathan, we're flying this carpenter copter through a sunny suburb. We have video footage of this guy's neighborhood, and we're going to land on the street. In May of 2020, this guy named John Weir, who also goes by Weirwolf, starts a Reddit account. This very, very unassuming Reddit account. Then he starts a YouTube channel on September 7th, 2020, called The Big Bad Critic. And in his first video, he proclaims what he wants to do with the channel. He's wearing a werewolf mask, and he does a review of the werewolf mask, and he talks about how much he loves werewolves, and there's no other channels out there that are only reviewing werewolf stuff. Now, I know what you're thinking. How many videos can you get out of that? And here, let's take a look at the Stephen King book. And next... I hope someone writes another book. I've already covered the five werewolf books out there, and I'm not doing Twilight, but I might have to unless someone writes a book before my next video. There's not a lot of content with that. Anyways, he has this werewolf mask on. He's reviewing it. He's saying that it's actually really hard to breathe in and is covered in his sweat. He takes the mask off. He doesn't show his face at this point. He takes the mask off. He's showing us the sweat in the mask. He's like, look at how this glistens. Look how sweaty this is. He puts the mask back on. Now, while you're watching this video, it's maybe like 12 minutes long, you start to hear a baby cry in the background. And he's kind of ignoring it. He's continuing to do his video. He's trying to do his video in one take. And then he goes, well, guys, like and subscribe. If you want to see more of my sweat, and I'll be back later. And then the video ends where he does start it up. You can tell it's later because the light quality has dropped and the camera's a little more dingy. And he's holding his little baby, dude. He has this tiny little baby. And it's one of those babies like that can't move its arms yet. It has them, like, they're poked out straight, you know, like, because they're like, what are these things? I'm barely learning that I have arms. I'm just developing as a human being, so I'm just going to hold my arms out straight unless you give me something, and then I'm going to hold it. One of those babies, like, that young. The dumb one. The dumb level of baby. He's holding his baby, and he comes back. He has the werewolf mask on still, and he's feeding his baby, and he kind of just finishes the video like that. He's like, yeah, my baby was crying. I had to give him some milk. Little baby's dude is named Freddy. And all the information with names and things like that is information that he has given to us. He's fully given his full name, names of his kids, and his, I don't think the name of his wife, maybe, but. So that was on September 7th. And also, it is very, because we're going to take a look at the psychological makeup, supposedly, of this guy. Again, I said I'm not going to say whether or not it's LARP or not, but again, this could all be made up. But he says in this video, he goes, I love werewolves because they're free. Because they're non-stifling, and it's something that I always wanted to explore. What's interesting is that he uses the word stifling multiple times in this first video. Once to describe his real life, how he feels like he's stifled. And then the other two times describing the mask. He says the mask is very stifling, twice. Which is an odd word. Unless it was on his word of the day calendar, that's not a word people use three times in 12 minutes to describe two different things. And the first time he was talking about himself feeling stifled, and now this mask of this werewolf that's supposed to give him the freedom of being a beast, he also finds stifling. Very, very weird setup. That was on September 10th, and the video was actually entitled, The Baby Interrupted Me. The Big Bad Critic Tries to Review a Werewolf Mask. So even in his first video, he's a little upset about the kid. September 14th, someone under the username I Ought to Be Thrown Away posts on a subreddit called Am I the A-hole? But the real word. Actually, you know, there probably will be cussing in this segment. So I know a lot of you guys listen to the show with your kids. They're like, dude, I sent my kid out of the room when you were telling the story about the dismembered woman in the duffel bags. Fair enough. Am I the A-hole is the subreddit. And he basically, you can go and you can ask questions being like, hey, I did this because my wife is doing that. Am I the a-hole? And people will vote you up and down, maybe give you some advice. A lot of times, you're not the a-hole. A lot of times, you just want to hear that, no, what you did by not inviting your stepmom to your wedding because she actually used to sleep with your husband to be, stuff like that. You're not the a-hole. But he posts on there about, am I the a-hole because my baby had explosive diarrhea while my wife, who works at home, was doing a business meeting downstairs? He's 30 years old. This John Weir character is 30 years old. And his baby had explosive diarrhea and it shot all over their clean laundry and all over him and all over the wall. It's pretty funny, right? That's pretty funny. And then he's super mad and he's up there yelling to his wife who's downstairs. Come up here, come up here. Oh no, it's such a mess, such a mess. And she came upstairs and she was livid that he couldn't take care of this himself. Now they have two kids. One of them is much older. One of them, I think is like 8, maybe. We've never seen his face because he wears a werewolf mask too when they're doing these videos. But he leaves this am I the a-hole saying, am I in the wrong because I don't know, I can't clean all this stuff up. And I was really mad that my baby pooped all over me and I got poop in my arms. My arms are hairy. So I don't know why I emphasized that word, but you know, take a long time to wash out. So I wanted my wife up here to help. People said, yeah, you're a terrible person. You're 30 years old, it's your responsibility, you're a dad, it's your responsibility to clean up poop. So this guy who posted an Am I the A-hole talking about, you know, my baby, my wife, all this stuff, someone went back, well actually multiple people went back into his post history because they found out I Ought to Be Thrown Away is actually his main account that he started in May, It shows his real name. It links to his YouTube channel. And there is another post they find called, "I Legit Can't Stand My Baby," written by "I Ought to Be Thrown Away." Let me read you part of this. "He's my second kid. The first never annoyed me. This one is just way higher maintenance and impossible to soothe. And before you ask, yes, he's fed and his diaper is clean. This little punk just doesn't know how to shut up." Unquote. This is a baby who can't even move its arms, bro. So he goes on and on. He just really talks trash about his baby in this thing. Hopefully this Reddit post isn't there when his baby grows up. Trashes this baby. And it says in it, "I think my baby has GERD," which is like some digestive thing. And people are like, "That's why your baby's upset, because it has like a little medical problem." And holding it in front of the camera and getting upset and kind of like just being upset while you're trying to feed it isn't helping. Isn't helping this baby. People find that post and Reddit goes nuts. Then that's the thing. It started to spread to all these other subreddits. I'm not subscribed to Am I the A-Hole or Off My Chest or any of these other ones. But it started to spread out into the Reddit community to the point where it was on Unresolved Mysteries. And it got taken down because they're trying to contain this nonsense. Later that same day, so that post goes viral on Reddit. And later that same day, he posts a new YouTube video called "I Hate Reddit. I'll Get Back to Werewolf Reviews as Soon as Possible." And there's a video of him still wearing the werewolf mask holding his baby. He's reading some of these quotes off from these mean Reddit comments, and he starts to tell the story. He goes, "All I ever wanted to do was be a dad. All I ever wanted to do was be a dad. And now people are telling me on Reddit that I'm a terrible father and I shouldn't be a dad." And he starts to get choked up, starts to get upset. And he goes, "And all I ever wanted to do was be a dad. And just about 2 weeks ago, my wife yelled at me and said that I was a shitty dad." And now he's kind of trying to speak between broken sobs. He goes, "That was the most hurtful thing anyone could say to me, and now everyone's saying it to me, and I don't know how to process it." Now you go, "Jason, are you really doing a segment about a guy who loves werewolf masks, who's having a hard time raising a quote-unquote problem child? He's not as patient as his first one. He's not as patient as he was with his first one. Are you really doing your main segment about a guy who got a glimpse of what the internet can possibly do to a normal person? Is this your whole segment?" No, because this is where stuff gets weird. He says in this video, "If I was an actual werewolf, no one would fuck with me. They'd all be scared." He actually starts to believe he's turning into a werewolf. I think if this story's real, this is where he snapped. Because everything before this point, I mean, being angry at your baby, people get angry at their babies. People get very, very frustrated at their children. It's 1 a.m, it's the 9th night in a row, they haven't been able to sleep that much, the baby's screaming, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" People get frustrated at babies. And then you realize, oh, it's just a baby. Like, it can't tell me what it wants, and I have to try to figure this out. Let's put her in the car and drive around the block that seems to usually put her to sleep. People get frustrated at babies. And it's sad because babies are helpless and people usually feel really bad when they get upset at the baby. Most people don't post about it online, though. See, most of the people keep those feelings. Makes them feel like bad parents because they never share it. So they think they're the only bad parent. Every other parent out there, they see the Facebook photos and they're holding the happy baby. It makes them feel alone, but every parent goes through that at some point. But people don't post about it online because people don't even talk about it in real life. This guy posts about it online. And I think he had a bit of a mental breakdown at this point, because all these people telling him, "You're a terrible dad, you're a terrible dad." On September 16th, he begins telling people on Reddit and YouTube. Now everything's kind of lining up at the same time. So on September 16th, he tells this story. He had a dream that he was a werewolf. And he also says he wished he had this dream all the time. It's very rare that he dreams he's a werewolf. He wishes he could disappear into that dream world. September 16th, he has a dream that a cat is trying to attack his cat. And he turns into a werewolf and he's running through the streets of New York. And he grabs the feral cat and he bites the feral cat. And then he realizes, he wakes up, and his cat, his real life cat, is in his teeth. And he's biting it. And it runs away. And he bit the cat so hard that on the 17th, he's talking on Reddit, "Hey guys, hey, okay, I know you guys are harassing me for talking trash about my baby, but Do you know where I can buy black market cat antibiotics? Because I bit my cat, and if I take him to the vet, the vet's going to see a set of human teeth on this cat, and I'll get in trouble. So is there a place where I can buy cat antibiotics? And people are like, go to the hospital, dude. Something is going on. First off, take your cat to the vet. Secondly, then you go to the hospital because something's going on. He's like, I didn't mean to. I just bit it in my sleep. I bit that delicious, so tasty cat in my sleep. That was on the 16th. September 17th, he posts a video called She Doesn't Take Me Seriously, where apparently it's pretty much dark. You can't really see what's going on, but he's recording all of these videos with his cell phone now. He's trying to wake his wife up. Hey, wake up. Wake up. She's like, what is it? What is it? And he's like, you need to lock me in the garage. She's like, what? He goes, you need to lock me in the garage because I'm becoming a werewolf. She's like, go to bed. John, go to bed. You're being an idiot. Go to bed. He's like, no, you don't understand. If you don't lock me in the garage, I can't control myself. Video pretty much ends there. And that makes sense. She does ignore him because really at that point he would just be feeding into the delusion. September 18th, he posts a video. He's like, I can't be in the house. This is where it starts to get real creepy, see? I can't sleep in the house because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt my family. If I bit my son the way I bit that cat, I would probably kill him. I have to stay away from my family. Otherwise, I might eat them. Good night, guys. Like and subscribe if you like this video. He goes to bed, and the video then continues. The last half of the video is him waking up in the morning. He's like, well, no, no. And there's like a branch. There's like a little branch laying on the ground. And he's like, oh, here's what happened. So he starts like videotaping. He goes, see this patch of wet grass? That must have been where I slept like a dog. And I probably have ticks. And then look at this branch. See that branch on the ground? You see this tree, how it leads up to the roof of the house? I must have turned into a werewolf in the middle of the night and tried to climb the tree to get into the house and then fell. And he goes, if I had knocked on the door and someone had opened that door, who knows what would have happened? And the video just kind of ends. Let's take a look at his blog real quick, because he wrote this blog entry while all this stuff is going on. He tells about this dream he had, another werewolf dream. This is where he states, I wish I could dreamt I was a werewolf all the time. He dreams that he's in a warehouse. No pun intended. He's in a warehouse and his two kids are behind him. And a mob breaks into the warehouse and they surround him. And he's like, no, stay away from me and my kids. I should have said my kids first. Stay away from me. And the crowd surrounds him and they're yelling mean things at him. And then he looks at his hands, and he has werewolf hands. And he begins to, like, growl. He says he can smell the fear of the crowd. It smelled, what did it, I forgot what he said. It smelled like mayonnaise and dust, something like that. Let me look that back up. He said it smelled, this is what fear smells like, apparently. It smells like gasoline mixed with blue cheese. So, I mean, you heard it from a werewolf. Who am I to argue? I'm not a werewolf, but apparently that's what fear smells like. Anyways, gasoline and blue cheese. And so everyone runs away. See, they're scared of him in his true form. The beast has been unleashed. But one guy comes towards him and he mauls the dude up or something like that. And then he wakes up. And that is fine. That's just some weirdo dream. Whatever. But this is what he writes in his blog. Again, this is very, very telling. Quote, then my alarm went off before anything happened. When I woke up, I had no claws, no fangs. All I had was a flabby gut, weak hands, and a tear-stained pillow. It was just a dream. The power I felt in there was false. In reality, I'm a 30-year-old man with no friends who works a shitty retail job and now might be losing his only hobby because of stupid shits on the internet. Unquote. At one point, he talks on Reddit where he says that, and again, this was like people were going around locating these things. I found this one where he said, I might get fired from my job. I hate my job because I got called into the office because I took too many days off work. I took 3 days off work recently. But I used those 3 days very well. I used those 3 days to work on my YouTube channel. And when the YouTube channel blows up, I won't need a job. So he says, artists need to take that risk. If you're an artist, you need to risk a steady paycheck to do your art. Which, fine. I agree to that to a certain point, but when you're married with two kids, you have to do your art in the minutes that you have to yourself. That's the reason why I'm not married and have kids, so I can do what I do. It's just the way it works. So, he sacrifices, right? And he has kids you got to take care of. You got to go to a job. But anyways, so that was his mindset. So, then he does this video I'm not really going to go into detail with because really there's nothing to say. His wife says, listen, if you're really a werewolf, if you show me video footage of yourself becoming a werewolf, I will believe you. But other than that, you just need to change the baby's diaper and go to work. So there's an hour-long video of YouTube of him running around. There's an hour-long video on YouTube of an adult man running around his garage, tearing his shirt off, and yelling. But you can't even say it's that, because the audio, there's something wrong with the audio, so it clips out every half second. So he's like, I'm like, what? Like, and obviously, other than that aside, he doesn't physically transform into a werewolf. It's just a dude running around in his garage. Now, he says he was disappointed that the video didn't capture him actually turning into a werewolf. At this point, his face is fully visible, too. He's given up wearing the mask. At this point, he's clearly showing his face. This is like September 18th when this is all going on. He's running around his garage. He goes, yeah, sure, I didn't physically turn into a werewolf. I thought I was a werewolf, though. And look how easily my shirt ripped off. He goes, and I was throwing stuff around like it was paper. Now, I will give him this. He did rip off that shirt pretty easily. Like, it came off like Hulk Hogan. That's obviously easy to find. Like, well, if I'm sold, werewolves exist. That shirt came right off of him. It's easy to fake. You just take a little razor blade, you cut some slices in the shirt ahead of time, and you just grab and rip it open. But shirts aren't easy to rip off of you. That's kind of the point of a shirt's design, is that it stays on you. So the fact that he can just grab it from the center and rip it off, it was, I will give you this, Sean, that was impressive. But whether or not that means you're a werewolf, who knows? This all came to a head yesterday. Because he put a video out, and this is why it was on Unresolved Mysteries. This is why it was kind of a pressing matter. He puts a video out yesterday entitled, I know this will be used as legal evidence. It will count as a confession. It wasn't my fault. So this video is him walking through the woods, his face fully visible. He says, last night I changed into a werewolf. He didn't see it, but I know that the wolf is inside of me. I know it only comes out at night. But I still feel like I have this beast inside of me. So I'm out in this walk. Oh, it feels so good being outside. I just want to walk by myself. I don't want to be around anyone because who knows what might happen. And he goes on and on. And then he stops and he goes, there's someone on the trail ahead of me. And the camera turns and you see like a blurry humanoid figure down the street, down this dirt trail. And he begins running. And he looks into the camera and he goes, she won't even know what happened. He's running. And then the camera conveniently, or realistically, goes black, like it's in his pocket or something. And you hear him trying to growl a bit, and you hear a woman going, what are you doing? And then start screaming, and the video just ends. That is 100% the most LARPiest part of this story, right? And it's funny, because that was my entrance point to the story. Was that video, that was the first thing I saw. I was actually in the bathroom. I pulled that video up and I was like, dang it. I had to come out of the bathroom. I had to download that video because I have these apps on my computer because I thought the video wouldn't be up for very long. I thought either he was going to remove it or YouTube would remove it. But it got me off the toilet, John. I got to say that. There's not many stories that get me off the toilet. Anyways, too much information. But that's the most LARPiest part of it. And then I had to research it back. But let me finish this story before we kind of go into a little bit of detail. I'm going a little long here. But the last piece of communication we've had from John is on Reddit. And it is entitled F. The F word. He says the word again. I'm just self-censoring. F. He exclaimed. I'm done today. This is after he attacked the woman in the woods. He's now gone into the garage and home. And barricaded himself in. He feels like he is a danger to his family. This is what he said. Kyle's banging on the door, crying. That's his oldest son. Telling me he's scared and wants to see me. Sandy, his wife, says she's going to smash the back door with the sledge from the shed and come get me if I don't open up on my own. My barricade might hold, but it's not a chance I'm willing to take. If she gets that door open, she and Kyle and the baby will die. I'm begging her to stop, but her mind is made up. And then it ends with, he says some other stuff. And then it ends with this: I love you, Kyle. I love you, Freddie. You boys are my entire world. Goodbye. There's been no new developments. I actually was putting off, I'm recording this story much, much later than I normally record episodes, seeing if anything else popped up. As of now, there's no other developments. A lot of people think this story is a LARP, and it's funny because I've gone back and forth on it. On the one hand, it involves a man turning into a werewolf, right? And as much as I like the idea of cryptids and stuff like that, a lot of them, I'm like, oh, it's a superstition. There's a reason why this creature runs around in the forest. It's to tell kids, don't go into the forest. Basically, boogeyman-type legends, but they're 500 years old. I'd love for werewolves, vampires, mummies. Mummies are real, but you know what I mean? Like, walking around. That'd be cool if they actually existed, as long as they stay away from me. But you really have to, like, alien. I think the fact that aliens exist, I can wrap my head around that. That's kind of an obvious one, versus a werewolf existing is far less plausible. But whatever, like, I'll consider it plausible. Just because he says he's turning into a werewolf, I don't automatically dismiss it. But he has this lifelong obsession with werewolves. He has a werewolf review channel. And then conveniently, he turns into a werewolf. And he says, I wasn't bit by anything. I did bite a cat. But I wasn't bit by anything. A lot of people are saying it's a LARP. I don't believe this man is actually turning into a wolf. I don't believe this adult man is actually turning into a werewolf. But there are, so that really leaves two things. One, well, he did rip that shirt off, Jason, so there is that compelling evidence. But one, he's having a mental breakdown. This is actually, we're watching in real time a man fall underneath the thumb of the internet, which is very unforgiving. And the key to getting past it is to simply not respond. To not respond at all. Your Twitter will blow up for a day or two, but it will always subside. It's when you start engaging with them is when it keeps getting worse. I believe, here's the thing, I do believe that he needs to go to some parenting classes, at the very least. He needs to, just because these issues are, I keep saying they're normal, doesn't mean that you just ignore them. You should go to see someone and go, why am I having these things? Why am I thinking so negatively towards my own offspring? I'm not saying ignore it, but don't feel like you're the worst person alive because you have those feelings. A lot of people do, but there's treatment, there's counseling available for that. There's also the, and this is what a lot of people are going, so it's possible he's having a mental breakdown and he thinks he's a werewolf. And he may or may not have attacked that woman, right? If he's having a mental breakdown and he thinks he's a werewolf, he didn't turn a werewolf and attack that woman in the middle of the woods. He may have just attacked a woman and just beat her up. We don't know. We don't know. But then the other people say it's a LARP. This is all just a LARP that he's using to promote his YouTube channel, or maybe this will turn out to be like some movie project he's working on and it'll come out and his name's really not John Weir. It's some, his name's Weir John or whatever. And it'll turn to all be a LARP. And that's what a lot of people are kind of leaning on at this point. That's my gut instinct, because the YouTube channel was just set up a couple days before all of this started, and the Reddit account was just a couple months before as well. The reason why I don't think it's a LARP, even though it has so many LARPy, LARP is live action roleplay, for those of you who don't know. It's basically fake. It's a fake thing. It's like, oh no, I've been kidnapped, in a bunch of videos where this girl's in the back of a van. She's like, oh, I stole the kidnapper's phone. She's posting these videos to her YouTube channel. And everyone gets super concerned, and it turns out that it's actually a short movie they're working on or something like that. The reason why I don't think this is LARP, because I've seen a lot of LARPs. I've seen a lot of LARPs, but I've never seen a LARP that uses a baby as a prop. If this is fake, people are going to be even more upset. Because even if he's like, oh no, this baby doesn't have GERD, and I'm actually a loving father, and here's these photo, here's 24-hour surveillance footage of me being a loving father, even if he's somehow able to prove that this was all fake and that it was a LARP, the fact that a baby was involved as a prop. Also, he shows footage. I didn't look at this, but he has pictures, apparently, of his cat with a bite wound. It's like, does this look infected? Do you know where I can get some cat antibiotics? That's high-level LARPing. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen stuff like Missing Girl 229 or whatever it was. That was one of the first big ones that came, where the girl was like investigating a cult and then she disappeared and everyone was wondering what happened to her YouTube channel. It turns out it was an art, it was a piece of art, it was a short film or something like that. I've never seen anyone use a living baby as a prop. This baby's real. It's moving around, drinking stuff and stuff like that. You could have a LARP where you talk about a baby off screen and never show it, or never say how much you hate the baby. Like, I'm sure babies have walked in the background of Marble Hornets, but I've never seen a LARP where the baby, someone is expressing disdain towards a baby, and then it turned out to be fake. Because he is definitely very put off when this baby is on screen for this thing. So it could be a LARP, but again, I think it's most likely that this man is facing the wrath of the internet. And it's not helping anyone, obviously. I can understand people getting really worked up about this. Because you see this guy posting stuff about how much he hates his baby, and you don't know how to help. But one of the ways not to help is to go to all of his forums. Because I was looking all over every YouTube video he's done, every time he's posted something, people talk trash about him being a bad dad. And that's not going to get him the help that he needs. But I think a lot of the people who are actually, like people have said, I've been up several nights trying to figure out what to do. I think that's, people feel very, you have two groups of people. You have people who feel very helpless because they're seeing a situation where a man hates his baby. And then you have people who are trolls. They're just like getting those little dings of endorphin. And those two groups coming together just created this monumental wave and cracked this guy's mind. So as I'm recording this, somewhere in New York, the police could be investigating an assault in the middle of the woods. The police could be driving up to a house right now where a man has busted out of his garage and began chasing his wife and children until they lock themselves in their car and he's banging on the window. It's possible the police show up and question him, and it turns out that this was all some sort of viral gimmick, and the police officers are just shaking their head. Because even they know this was a bad idea. This guy's going to have a really hard time returning to normal. Well, did I call it or did I call it? This is actually Jason recording while I'm editing the episode, and we did get an update. The police showed up at this dude's house for a wellness check. So I'm recording this a couple hours after I recorded that episode. He has now returned to Reddit and has admitted that it was all fake. He says the name John Weir should have been a clue to all of us, see? Because Johann Weir was one of the first physicians to recognize clinical lycanthropy. He goes on to say it was an ARG and he was planning eventually to reveal that it was all fake. He came out of it because other people were getting accused of being him, and that person got run off of Reddit because they thought it was his alternate account. And he said that while he was posting this stuff, and he goes, yeah, it was all made up. My family's totally fine. Cops just showed up at my door to do a wellness break. But don't worry, he's going to do a ask me anything pretty soon if you have any questions. And then he ends it with this. Thanks for caring. And again, I'm truly sorry for the role I played in causing you emotional pain. I hope you have somebody to talk to in reference to this person. This one person who got ran off of Reddit because they thought it was John Weir's alternate account started talking about wanting to kill themselves. Because they said, I already have emotional problems and I'm getting hundreds of emails telling me I'm a bad dad and I'm not John Weir. I'm not even a dad. And they're already having some emotional stability issues and then they get brought into all this thing. I hope you have somebody to talk to if you want an anonymous person to vent to, or if you want to tell me off, my chat messages are open if you need some catharsis. Be well. And people are furious. Because again, this has been going on for days. You can do a LARP, you can do an ARG, more power to you. But when you involve a baby, babies and pets, right? Oh, look at this LARP I'm doing where I'm beating dogs up. I'm pretending like the dogs aren't actually hurt. But I stomp around my house saying I hate dogs, and then the camera gets put down and it's all black for a second, and then you hear the sound of a dog in pain. People aren't going to deal with that well. So it was a LARP. It was a LARP. I'm inserting this now, but I like the ending I have for the episode, even though now it's 100% fictional. But I wanted to update you guys on that. It was funny. I'm about 10 minutes away from finalizing the episode. I was editing it, and I go, I'm going to check one last time. So there we go. John Weir doesn't exist. It's a fictional character. It was all a LARP. He involved his own baby in it. Yelling at his baby on camera. Not a good idea. I mean, I'm not wishing hell on this guy, obviously. It was a stupid decision, and it's going to haunt him for a while. I'm not saying everyone has to go and brigade against him or anything like that. But bad choice of props, dude. Bad choice of props, but I wanted to give you that update from the future. So now you get to hear this exciting ending to an episode of Dead Rabbit Radio. But then, because of the weird world we live in, there's a chance that there is a werewolf stalking the neighborhood. He got out of the garage, and he's looking in the windows now for his next victims. Claws bloody, teeth ready to eat. He climbs up a sycamore tree and howls into the distance because this world was not built for both man and wolf. In a world where werewolves really exist, it is the true apex predator. We don't have a stockpile of silver bullets. We don't have the apparatus that would be needed to find and to take down a werewolf. And what if it's a family of werewolves? His wife snarling in the tree next to him. His oldest son silently perched on a branch looking for someone delicious to eat. And then a little baby werewolf, little baby werewolf who can't move its arms yet, but is looking at the world through yellow werewolf eyes. This is a world that no one would want to live in, except for the man known as John Weir. DeadRabbitRadio@gmail.com is going to be our email address. You can also hit us up at facebook.com/DeadRabbitRadio. Twitter is @DeadRabbitRadio. Dead Rabbit Radio is the daily paranormal, conspiracy, and true crime podcast. You don't have to listen to it every day, but I'm glad you listened to it today. Have a great one, guys.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.